Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, you know, we call this show Investing in the Safe Investing in the New Economy. Here lately, I'm wondering if we should change it to Safe Investing in the Crazy Economy.
Yeah.
you look around here, and you know, you got businesses that are trying to fully reopen. You see hiring signs everywhere, but they can't get enough people to come into work. Go into a restaurant and you may wait 10 minutes, you may wait an hour. Now, hopefully, as those extra payments that the federal government's been sending out are going to go away, people will get more encouraged to go back to work. But, you know, we've got other things. We're dealing with the cost of inflation. You know, I looked the other day and cost of milk, you know, up 7%, cost of lumber up 40%, cost of gas, I just haven't even looked lately. And all these things are hopefully going to ease as we all get back, but we're still having to deal with them. Meanwhile, interest rates on fixed investments like CDs are at an all-time low, so people are struggling to find places to put safe money. So It's making it harder to find places to put your money to get income, to get payouts and return. And for some people that are near or in retirement, it makes them feel like they have to be overweight in equities. And I'm not knocking equities, because if you like the stock market, we can put you right in stock market investments. Jim has a security license. And if you like that juice of, okay, I got a great return, darn right, we'll put you there. We won't encourage you to be there when you're in your 70s and 80s, because you don't have time to make up a potential dip. So those are things that we're dealing with today. And I had Vicki look back through a lot of our last seminars and see what people were asking us. What's important? What's on their minds? What do we need to help them with as they get ready or they manage to be in retirement? So what were some of the things you found, Vicki?
The most reoccurring ones were tax-efficient strategies followed by securing my money. Those were the two major concerns that individuals had. And it really does depend on your risk tolerance. Mm-hmm. I know that you and Jim have talked about several times about the risk tolerance. We have a program, the Riskalyzer, that we can share with you to just reevaluate how much risk that you are willing to take. You know, maybe those of you that were still in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds might have considered reducing some of your risk. And certainly I'm not giving any stock market information or material or anything like that. But I mean, if I was older and I was in the stock market, I may have readjusted my risk tolerance, especially last year, and maybe seeing how the economy is trying to come back, I might go back up to my aggressiveness so that I could get those returns. But I mean, I wouldn't know because I wasn't having a conversation with someone to help me navigate through what I should be thinking about doing, or maybe kind of helping me think about during last year.
And a lot of it is about risk. I mean, the risk of taxes going up, the risk of inflation going up, the risk of an investment not producing the way you think it should. And those are important because as we get older, we have to adjust our risk tolerance. We just don't have as long to be able to come back from a hiccup in the market. You know, let's look at last year, February and March. We had a big old drop in the market. Now, if you didn't have to start taking money out of your account then, okay, you got time to wait and let the market come back. But what if that happened right before you had to start taking income out? Now you're trying to make up those losses, plus you're having to withdraw money to pay your bills.
And you also mentioned risks that are beyond our control,
right,
as humans. But you have products at Safe Harbor Financial Services that can remove or certainly reduce risk. So
right,
we encourage our radio program listeners to call to find out more information and take advantage of our offer for a complimentary consultation. The number at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne is 625-1226.
Do you want to say it or do you want me to?
That's 625-1226.
I know, 1226 is catchier.
That's
what you like
what
to say.
That's usually what I say.
Yes, yes.
But
there's also toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I prefer just a straight number.
I like options,
well,
right?
Well, and you need options. And if you don't call us, look at our website. You know, it's there 24/7. And it's mainly there just to cause you to ask yourself some questions about, you know, what's important to you. Obviously, one thing we always hear is, I don't want to run out of money before I run out of life. That's one of the things that Jim has said for years, and it's important. You know, when we retire, we lose the income that we've been counting on for our entire life. You know, we look forward to that check monthly or biweekly or however you get paid. And when you move into the retirement stage, most of us look forward to Social Security. And that's a form of a guaranteed income. We'll talk about Social Security a little later here, but you know, a guaranteed income is what lets you plan your lifestyle. And that's one thing that most people don't want to change in retirement. They don't want to go into retirement and say, well, okay, I've got to live on less money. Well, I don't want to go out to eat as much. I don't want to travel. I don't want to relax. I just want to sit at home and watch bad television. So, you know, keeping your money is one of the most important things. And I say at our seminars, it's not necessarily what you save, it's what you keep. And that goes right back to what you were talking about with taxes, because our taxes are probably going to go up in the future.
Well, I'm certainly not giving any tax advice of any kind, but I do a lot of reading. And in my readings, I've noticed a lot about inflation talks. And during these inflation talks and articles and watching the news reports, you know, they're saying, don't worry about it too much, but worry about it. And you might not worry so much about it and think, oh, well, nothing can really happen. Everything's really good. The stimulus checks, those rounds were pumping money into the economy. But from what I've read on that, too, it really hasn't done a whole lot for our economy. Now, I think that it's probably going to take us about a good 2-3 years, and that's just my opinion.
Well, there's
it's not meant to sway anybody in any direction by any means. But, I mean, you are seeing, as you alluded earlier, you know, you are seeing the cost of food go up, milk go up, lumber go up, and people are watching the news, you know, and they're just trying to, I think, find out where they need to be after last year. And I know we keep resorting to that so much, but that really impacted a lot of our lives. It impacted on some of the cost of the medicines. Maybe they went up because of supply and demand. You know, it affected how much we traveled. It affected how much we spent at the grocery store. And we're seeing those costs now. So you have to take into consideration the cost of inflation. How could you not? And they've been talking about it along with other things you know, as far as like taxes and interest rates. And I don't know if you were watching the I was watching CNBC the other morning, and I was just watching how everything was just being affected, how things were opening up, like the Dow was opening up low and the S&P was opening up at like maybe a percentage. Now, I'm not trying to talk stock because that's not what I do, but it's what I watch and it's what's important, because that's almost like you're trying to time a volatile moment, and you just can't do that because you have things that you have to take care of. I mean, right. you have a mortgage that you have to take care of. You have your utilities that you have to take care of. You know, you might even have like your shopping, like your food and your pharmacy needs, and
we all have to eat.
You know, I'm a big foodie. I love to eat. So, and then, you know, you also have like your transportation, you know, and those are all the things that we need our money for on a day-to-day basis. And if it's affected in some way, then how are you gonna compensate for that?
Well, and that's one of the things we help people look at. How can we put your money somewhere where so that you can count on it being there when you need it?
That's why we offer a complimentary consultation for Gary Garner, as well as Jim Bird and Vicki Miller with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Simply pick up the phone and call for that complimentary consultation, even if you're listening on the weekend, 625-1226.
Yeah, you can always leave us a message on the website, and or leave a message at the office. Vicki will pick it up when she comes in on a Monday morning. But, you know, the best thing we can do for you is to help you sit down and take a look at where you have saved. And when you talk about taxes, have you been saving in a tax-deferred account? Well, most of us have an IRA, a 401k, some sort of a tax-deferred account that we've been contributing money in for many years. We're encouraged to do it. It's a great place to put your money, let it grow. It grows tax-free until you pull it out. But the problem that a lot of us are facing today is that our tax rates are not lower in retirement than they were when we were putting our money in. So we have to look for ways to, in reality, buy the IRS out. And the IRS is happy for you to buy them out at any time. You can look at doing a conversion from your IRA to a Roth, and you pay the taxes. Hopefully, you pay them when your taxes are lower. And right now, believe it or not, our taxes are lower than they have ever been in history. And they are due to increase in 2026. It's written in our tax law right now that the tax reductions we got in 2017 are going to expire in 2026. That means if you're invested in tax-deferred things, then you're going to get to keep less of your money than you thought you were. And that makes it harder for people to plan. And that's what we talk about with our clients. We talk about it on the show here. We talk about proper planning. Look for ways that you can put money in a tax-deferred account. I'll give you one tip. If you're putting money in a 401k, at least put in as much as your employer is matching. And I guess I'm kind of talking to young people here, because money you put in a 401k, you cannot pull out until you're 59 and a half without having an IRS penalty. Well, why not put as much as you can up to what your employer will match, and then look at something else where you can put into an individual plan that would be structured so that you could earn money on it and have some tax deferment, but you've already paid taxes on the money that you've put in. So it's just managing your taxes over your whole life instead of just managing your taxes at one time.
Yeah, it's definitely important to take a look at that, minimizing your taxes throughout your retirement. I mean, it also could help you stretch your money out a little bit. But, you know, I have seen that taxes are big, and we're not going to harp on taxes because everybody knows, and we're not going to give any tax information. But, you know, there are other factors, too, as before you're considering your retirement date or in retirement, you know, you were talking about 401ks. And what I see a lot is that when individuals might leave, like there's a large company that is actually encouraging their employees of a long period of time to go ahead and take their 401ks because they're being bought out.
Right.
And so you might be finding yourself, if you're with somebody with a company, you know, they might be saying, hey, take this money, you know, and then you're like, well, what do I do with it? Where do I go with it? And then you might still be at the same company under a different name and you're starting all over in a 401k again. Well, look at some of the diversifications in a 401k. You know, sometimes you can set up a Roth built into those things.
Sure.
And sometimes, you know, your company will diversify some of those 401ks and you won't even know it until you make a phone call.
There are a lot of options, which is why we encourage you to take advantage of a complimentary consultation with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Pick up the phone, get that risk analysis and that portfolio review by calling 625-1226
at 625-1226,
or toll free is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I love that you just say it a little bit differently. It just kind of breaks our show up here because Jim and I usually pass that off. And of course, I'm always the one that says, go to Ask Jim Bird, B-Y-R-D, AskJimBird.com with any questions you have about any facet of retirement planning. You know, the worst thing you can do is just sit on the side and say, you know, my money's safe, I know it's growing, and I'm going to get around to seeing if I need to make any changes. I'm not going to tell you need to watch anything every day, and I think you should always follow what you're doing, but you don't need to look at them daily. But you do need to always look back, at least annually or semi-annually, to say, okay, well, how are these things doing? Because they're gonna perform at different levels, and depending on what's happening in the economy, it's gonna be either going up for you or going down. So, you know, always seek out, if you can, the advice of someone who will help you look and help you ask the questions to make sure that you're staying on track.
You know what I did? Think about my retirement planning. Isn't this crazy? I set up an account with the Social Security Department. And one thing that I learned from reading their website was to check your Social Security deductions and make sure they were accurate.
Yeah.
For your income reporting. Who thinks about that?
Well, and it's a good idea. It's a good idea for everybody to set that account up. MySocialSecurity.gov, I believe, is the website. And it will let you look anytime at how much your potential benefits are at some point in the future. You know, that Social Security takes your highest 40 years, I think, of earnings, 40 quarters of, I'll get the right
35.
Right.
Isn't it in like 35 years in your highest averaging or something like that? I think it is.
Well, we'll find that. But it does look at your highest earning years to determine what your monthly Social Security payment would be. And for some people, especially in this last year, they've had to take Social Security earlier. They've either lost their job or they've retired earlier than they expected. So while you're in your accumulation stage, while you're building your portfolios and while you're saving for retirement, because that's ultimately what we're doing, all of us, most of us want to retire at some point, and we have to have income to do it. And Social Security is something that most of us will rely on, and it's going to be there. I'm not worried about Social Security going away. One thing that people don't think about is if a husband and wife are both working, and when they retire, they're both drawing Social Security. Well, when one of you does pass, you really get hit twice. You get hit with the loss of one of the Social Security checks, but your tax status also changes. You go from filing jointly to go back to filing single, and that changes your whole tax rate. And so you've already lost one income stream. You keep the higher of the two, but you've lost an income stream, and you go back into a higher tax bracket. Now, that affects the amount of money that you have, and the amount of money that you have determines your lifestyle. So it's good to plan for things. We're always going to have things happen that we can't count on. You know, we never know when one of us will die, and that's just life. So if you start planning early and putting things in place that you know will be there, like a lifetime income that you can never outlive for you and your spouse, then the pain of losing one of those Social Security payments might be lessened a little bit by having another income source that's going to be there for you.
And that's why it's important to have a place that you can go to kind of reevaluate your portfolio and just double check to make sure everything that you have in place is still helping take care of your family.
That's right. It never hurts to get a second opinion and take advantage of the complimentary consultation with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Simply pick up the phone or write down this number, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251, I just can't do it differently, 1984. I could try. Hey, you know, we have been really talking about taxes and income. The other scariest thing for people to when they're retiring is, how are you going to take care of your health care expenses? That is number two on the list of everything that we see that people say, okay, am I going to be able to depend just on Medicare? Am I going to have some other sources of money in case I need to pay for health care expenses? Medicare does not pay for everything. Medicare pays a large portion of your health care expenses. And if you want to know more about Medicare, give us a call. We'll help sit down with you and explain the parts of Medicare. There's basically four parts, A, B, C, D. Most people use A and B. A is your hospital benefits, which you've been paying for all your life through payroll deductions. When you sign up for Medicare, that does not cost you anything, but you don't want to not wait to sign up. It's one thing on your 65th birthday, you want to go down, or you want to go on to Medicare.gov and sign up for your Part A benefits. Your Part B benefits are your outpatient surgery center cost, your doctor's visits. If you are still working and you have private insurance, you are not required to sign up for Part B. It's optional, and it is not free. For most people today, Part B is about $148 a month. That covers, again, your outpatient surgery cost. If you have outpatient surgery, it covers your visits to the doctors, but it doesn't cover all of it. You're responsible for about 20% different types of copays. So people look for ways to help take care of that other 20%, and you can do that through a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. And right now we're not hearing a lot advertised about them because we're not in an open enrollment period. You have an open enrollment period when you turn 65. You have 3 months before you turn 65 and 3 months after you're 65 to sign up for your Medicare benefits. You don't want to miss signing up for a drug plan. If you are not covered by a drug plan, and that's Part D, if you're not covered by a drug plan, then you will incur a 1% penalty per month, and it's cumulative until you sign up for a drug plan, even if you are not taking any drugs at all. Typically, Medicare Advantage plans will include a drug plan which will cover you. A Medicare supplement plan does not. You have to buy it separately. And there are reasons to choose one or the other. Both of them are good plans. If you want information about why you should consider one or the other, give me a call. I'll sit down and help you go through the parts of Medicare. I also have a Medicare brochure that I'll be happy to email to you. It's about 20 pages long, and it discusses what the benefits and what the costs for Medicare are. Your other avenues, most people forget that within a life insurance policy, if you got a terminal illness, God forbid, we don't want you to have a terminal illness, but if you had a terminal illness or a chronic illness, you can access the death benefit of a life insurance policy for healthcare needs. So it's an important thing because everybody is worried about how they're going to pay for their health care as they live longer. Our lifetimes are increasing. You know, when Social Security first started, the retirement age was 65, but the average lifespan was 59. Today, the retirement age is still 65, but the average lifespan is about 85 for a male and 87 for a female. So we're using our benefits much longer than Medicare ever thought we were because we're living longer. And that kind of goes back to making sure you have enough income to plan for the rest of your life. We look at plans which will give you a guaranteed income that will be there every month, no matter how long you live, for you and or your spouse. So it just goes back to good planning, and that's what we help folks do. We look at ways to stretch your money. We look at ways to help reduce the taxes that you're going to pay, and we look at ways for you to protect your assets. And if you want, we will show you ways, efficient ways to leave money to your kids or grandkids. I kind of laugh with my kids and say, you know, I hope I have something left to leave you, because, you know, most people would like to have some kind of legacy to leave. But the reality for a lot of people is we're going to spend almost everything we have saved to pay for our health care and our living expenses throughout the rest of our lifetime.
Yeah.
That's another reason it's important to pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services for a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251. How do I do this?
1984.
No, I can't do it like you.
It's catchier. It's catchier to hear it that way on the radio. Any parting thoughts? So we've got just about a minute, maybe two, left in the program.
People say it's never too late to start, and I'm going to tell you, you're right. It's never too late, but you'll be much more prepared if you start early. And it is never too early. We don't just deal with people that are about to retire. We have a bunch of clients that are younger. And we help them look for ways to protect their money, grow their money, and invest their money in things that will help ensure their lifestyle for when they do find that point where they want to take the rest of the life off.
Yeah, and that's why it's just so important to try to keep current on changes. So even if you just have a question, you think you got everything all planned out and you're good where you are and you don't want to make any changes, never hurts to maybe just pick up the phone and just give us a call and say, hey, I was thinking about this. What are your thoughts on this? Because now more than ever, it's important to create an income plan that covers health care expenses that might help minimize cost and help with your taxes and income and different coverages and sources. So really does benefit. Just pick up that phone, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk with you, even if you don't even come in to come see us. But we're here.
Yes.
It's that resource.
Thank you very much. Financial advisor Gary Garner and director of operations Vicki Miller with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.